testimony was some of the most heated and emotional yet. Workers outlined details of their jobs in an attempt to convey their value to the assembly. And a labor law expert pointed out problems with the ordinance, claiming it would bring lawsuits to the municipality. Some who testified warned assembly members that voters were watching them and would retaliate come election day. Toward the end of the meeting, Assemblymember Paul Honeyman motioned to allow public testimony to continue. When Chairman Hall tallied the votes, the audience protested.
We've got six no, three yes, and one excuse, so the motion fails.
Thank you for respecting us, sir. What is my right?
The proposed ordinance was announced on February 8th by Mayor Dan Sullivan. It would limit longevity and performance pay, benefits, and eliminate binding arbitration along with strikes. It would also allow some municipal jobs to be contracted out. Sullivan says the changes are needed to keep costs down and the ordinance must be rushed because of upcoming union negotiations. Friday, union leaders representing 2,200 or so municipal employees offered to delay the expiration of contracts in exchange for tabling of the ordinance. After continuing public testimony was voted down, Sergeant Gerard Aslin, who represents the Anchorage Police Department Employee Association, testified. He said the assembly was breaking its own code by limiting testimony.
Under municipal code, it provides that the chair shall instruct people, public speakers, to be brief, but it does not contain any provision allowing the chair to limit certain people who wish to speak to zero time. Historically, this provision has been interpreted not to allow the assembly to impose a per se speaker limit of 1 or 2 minutes rather than 3 minutes. That means it's even more clearly impermissible to limit speakers to 0 minutes, which is exactly what's being adopted and chose by this body tonight.
Friday, the ACLU of Alaska sent a letter to the assembly saying it would be improper to shut down testimony before everyone had a chance to speak. There have been several evenings of public testimony since the ordinance was introduced, with hundreds of workers turning out to testify. The only assembly members who voted to allow public testimony to continue were Honeyman, Dick Traney, and Patrick Flynn. Debbie Osiander stepped out for the vote, and L.V. Gray Jackson was absent. The assembly is scheduled to vote on the ordinance March 26th. Municipal elections are scheduled for April. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.